Good morning here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. I am Matt Jordan here on a Wednesday in the 9 o'clock hour. Means Candy Westbrook is in studio with us. Candy, how are you this morning?
Hi. Well, it's Wednesday, so, you know, hump day, it's good.
You're supposed to say a lot better because I'm here with you, Matt.
Oh, I mean,
come on, pump up my ego a bit here. So I know, you know, the fall is a busy time in Coffeyville. You know, Fair and Rodeo kind of kicks that off, and then
we get running
with a lot of things. So what all do you guys have going on?
All kinds of good stuff here. Yeah. So, well, for one, obviously, you know, it's Fair Week. So tonight, though, is the parade at 4 o'clock downtown. So come on downtown and check that out. But the carnival starts tonight, I think. And of course, the food vendors are out there. And this is the first night of the rodeo. So if you do have questions, though, we've been getting tons of call at the chamber. There is a fair number, so I'm going to share it with everybody out there in Radio Land and write this down. If you have any questions on your tickets or the parade or any details, that number is 251-3332. And they can help you out with everything because everything's basically moved out there now that it's fair week, so. Today is also the countywide fair, job fair in Independence, and that's at Memorial Hall. Tons of employers will be there, so it's a great opportunity to find your next job. And as you just mentioned, fall is just around the corner, and that means we are starting to plan for Spooktacular, our legislative forums, Brewfest, Holiday Open House, I mean, everything. So be looking for information on those events on Facebook and your email, because we're going to start doing signups to get everybody signed up for, like, the parades and Spooktacular. And then our office on the 19th is going to be closed most of the day because we take a day just to staff retreat to plan all these events because there's a lot of them. So just be wanting to let everybody know that, not to stop in the chamber on the 19th. You probably already announced it recently, but Montgomery County Action Council announced their new hire, their new executive director, and his name's Riley.
I got you.
You knew how to say
it?
I
do. It is Lukomsky.
Lukomsky. Okay.
And this is how he told me to pronounce it. So for everyone, because I did an interview with him.
Oh, good.
It's like you're asking your friend Lou to come ski. Because I asked him for clarification.
We did an interview.
I said, just want to know how to pronounce your last name. He said, Lukomsky. It's like you're asking your friend Lou to come ski.
I love it. Perfect. Well, we're excited. We are excited. I know they've been waiting for about a year to get somebody in that position. So we're excited on that.
I'm excited to have him. I've spoke to him twice, setting up the interview and then the interview. He seems like he is really excited to be here in the area and has a lot of plans and goals and kind of wants to get to know people.
I can't wait to meet him myself. So we do a good partnership with them. So, well, speaking of economic development, good news on the economy. So Kansas continued to report tax revenue higher than expected, especially in corporate tax, which means our businesses are doing well. So even though we're dealing with inflation and supply chain issues, work shortages, our businesses are still figuring out a way. They're being creative. They're doing well. Gas prices also dropped. So for me, that's a really good sign for our economy, because I know recession's still kind of on the horizon for some people. But the talk is it may not be as bad as we originally thought. So good news for that. I'm always a half glass person.
Absolutely.
Thursday, tomorrow, the 11th at 7 p.m. is a band bash. The Coffeyville Community Municipal Band is having a little kind of celebration. You can bring hors d'oeuvres, potluck, and a lawn chair, and they're just going to have a big celebration from everything. So contact David Wiggins at the college for more details and to RSVP. And you may have already heard this news, but Bandits and Bling is moving. They closed down just so they could get everything moved over, but they're going to be in a new location on 11th Street, which is the former Cantrells building. So stay tuned for details on opening day for them in September. This is the last chance to complete the survey if you're interested in knowing more about the new Chamber Blue health insurance program. This is something that we kind of unveiled a couple months ago so that businesses could save money. Interestingly enough, I spoke with a rep the other day, and indications are this is going to be the biggest group health plan in the state of Kansas. So I'm excited to be a part of that. Right now they have 1,200 employers and about 10,000 people maybe on the plan. So that means obviously good rates. So if you have thought about it, you need to call me. This is the last week, so call me and I can give you details on that. Finally, before I go over all the events coming up, did you know that KOAM has expanded their tower coverage and so that now we get their news? Because in the past, it's always been Oklahoma. We've never got anything for Kansas, hardly. So they now have some new towers up in this region. To help promote the area, they're going to broadcast live next Thursday. And they'll be actually in front of our chamber building, so I get to be a part of that and see them all day. They're going to have a web broadcast at noon and then the live news at 5 and 6. So they'll basically take in their station on the road. And, of course, they're going to do some highlights of Coffeyville, and we've got a little interview on there ourselves. So tune in on wherever you get your news and see highlights of Coffeyville. Okay, some events coming up. Join us downtown on August 26th for the Midland Theater Outdoor Movie Night. This month it's going to feature Encanto, I think if I said that right. And then an update from Coffeyville Rec, the Mother-Daughter Tea Party has been rescheduled for September 19th. So if you didn't get tickets the first time around, make sure you get your tickets for this big, big event. Ladies Football 101 is on August 18th. Such a fun night. If you want to learn about football, meet some players and coaches, and just basically support Ravens football, that's definitely a night that you want to go to. It's so much fun. So contact Jen at the college to get signed up. And then on August 23rd is the paint party at the Ville Pub and Grill. And it's with one of our newest members, Reeves Wood Creations. So always a fun night when they do those. And of course, you know, school is starting. I can't believe it. I already am scrambling to get everything ready for my kiddos. But USD 445 starts on Friday. And then I think the college starts on Monday. So you'll be seeing kids all around. Make sure when the buses start going and you see all the walkers, I tell everybody, just be on the lookout. It's an easy time to not catch a kid running across the street. So be on the lookout for that. But that's all the events coming up, at least in August. We have a ton coming up, like you said, in the fall, and I will share more on those soon.
All right. I know, Brewfest, and I'm excited for the changes, the additions coming to Brewfest this year.
I'm really excited about Brewfest.
And
so.
Football season's going to start. Yes. And so, yeah, I'm really looking forward to
I think
to
everybody's
all that.
Looking forward because we want fall
I just
weather,
to get
too.
Cool. Yes. Yes. Please just cool down a bit. Like, 10, 15, 20 yes. degrees, just please.
You know, I do love Kansas, though, because of the four seasons. Even though we get tired of them, it's for something new.
Yes.
New food, all the wonderful fall food, and then, of course, the weather and the smells and new clothes, and yeah.
Speaking of food, our Wilson Medical Center question of the day.
Okay.
What is your favorite fair food?
What are those
funnel
bread
cake?
Funnel cakes? Yes,
that's,
sorry.
Seems
I was like
to be a lot of people's
is, that's usually,
favorite.
But I love everything. I like to try different things. So yeah. I'm always whatever the newest craze
and
is.
Fairs
I try that.
Fairs will give you some unique things.
Yeah,
too,
yeah.
So
I love that.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in. Look forward to talking to you next week as well, and all the fun and great things going around, not just Coffeyville but around the county as well.
Yes.
All right. We'll be back after this here on the Mighty 690.